Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
And now, your daily dose of debate, breaking news, and uncensored views. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth, a great day to celebrate a great comeback where an American president, one who is long dead and mourned or missed by some, cursed by others, that controversial American president is now tied directly to Joe Biden and to Donald Trump. How? Two different stories from two different news sources, one conservative, one very liberal, link a particular president, very controversial, to both of the current candidates for the presidency. And yeah, I guess they're both still candidates for the presidency. There had been a great flurry of activity and assumptions because President Trump, I guess in what must have been some kind of mistake, had in his tweet storm, had put out the words, "We won," or "He won," not "We won." He's done that a lot. But "He won," was that some kind of a Twitter concession? No, President Trump came right back a couple of hours later and said, I concede nothing. So still a candidate. So their connection with this prior president, which is in the news today, we will cover. We will also cover some dramatic developments that should help the Republicans in that all important runoff election, double runoff election in Georgia. One of the Democratic runoff candidates has stepped into a great deal of trouble. And I think this is the way these things go, is that if you're running a tough and very competitive senatorial campaign, and if you have material on one of your opponents that is extremely damning, then you don't release that until you're in the home stretch. Well, it's the home stretch now. They have their election in Georgia for both Senator Kelly Loeffler and her challenger, Reverend Raphael Warnock, and also for Senator David Perdue and his challenger, John Ossoff, the Democrat. The Democrats would have to win both those seats to tie for control of the U.S. Senate. And I will say the odds are very much against them, and that's, to me, a good thing, because it ensures divided government and ensures Mitch McConnell defending the institution of the U.S. Senate. Speaking of defending institutions, there has been a great deal of publicity about a new burst of morale at the CDC and in public health agencies in the country. And Dr. Fauci has been out and about, and as he pointed out, he is not going to get fired. He continues to try to help lead our country, and he was in good spirits, and everyone dealing with the COVID crisis was in relatively good spirits, not so much the people in states like Washington, where we have new shutdown restrictions that are going to be in place this evening, which is a bummer. It's supposed to last for 4 weeks. But long term, today there was a great announcement about a new vaccine. Now, this is different from the Pfizer vaccine. They had emphasized the Pfizer vaccine was 90% effective. This one, even more, 95% effective. And the Secretary of Health and Human Services, Alex Azar, was on Good Morning America with George Stephanopoulos. Listen.
Yeah, George, I'm just delighted to be with you first on GMA to break the news about this Moderna vaccine. I stood with President Trump in March with Tony Fauci in the very lab at NIH where we engineered this vaccine on January 13th. And the president said back in March that he hoped to have a vaccine in 12 months. And Tony Fauci interrupted him and said, well, maybe 18 if we're optimistic. And here we are 10 months from the date when this virus hit our shore. And we've got a second 90% plus effective vaccine for the American people. This is really a historic day, and we hope that because of Moderna and Pfizer's vaccines, which we've already been producing, to have enough by the end of December to vaccinate 20 million of our most vulnerable citizens.
So that's 20 million by the end of December. Who's going to get it first?
Well, we're going to follow the guidance once the full data package is in. We're going to follow the guidance of CDC, and they'll look at, is it senior citizens in nursing homes? Is it first responders and healthcare workers? It'll be wherever it's going to add the most value according to the data and the science and the recommendations of our experts.
Okay, this is terrific news. And by the way, the stock market responded accordingly, gaining 471 points today. And it now stands, and it's really remarkable, and may it continue and go over the line tomorrow. But where the market is right now, 29,950.44 on the Dow, at just 50 points away from that 30,000 mark. And this is very good news, and it must be deeply gratifying to President Trump to see this toward the end of his term. And Dr. Fauci is very much on the same page as Secretary Azar. And he was speaking about the new vaccine, the Moderna vaccine, on CNN. And here is what Dr. Fauci had to say. Listen.
This is something that just is now going in the very, very strong right direction. The vaccines are effective. We want to get it approved as quickly as we possibly can. We want to get doses to people starting in December, and then we want to really get the ball rolling as we get into January, February, and March.
Okay, this is much better. They were talking about the Pfizer vaccine, that being widely available in April, maybe. Now the timeline looks better, and especially considering the devastating explosion of cases and hospitalizations and the very real fear of the hospitals being overcrowded. And the problem with that, of course, is that it becomes difficult to get medical attention if you have something else that isn't COVID-19. And Noubar Afayan, who is the co-founder and chairman of Moderna, actually wanted to explain what is unique about his product and his vaccine that is being rushed as much as possible to the public. Listen.
I'm pleased to say that the innovations made by our brilliant scientists at Moderna have taken us to the point where we can have our product stored at minus 20 degrees, which is refrigeration conditions that are available quite broadly. But more importantly, today we announced that beyond the fact that we don't need the deep freeze conditions, we can also, and we validated, keep the vaccine under refrigeration conditions, that is 2 to 8 degrees centigrade, for up to 30 days. That is a massive enablement to be able to distribute much more broadly and much more easily, and we continue to make improvements in that regard. Furthermore, we've also shown that you can have it at room temperature for up to 12 hours coming out of the storage condition. So in many ways, we think that this is an important part of the usefulness and ease of use of the vaccine, which if we're talking about hundreds of millions of doses, will become a very important consideration.
Look, there is no way this is not good news. And what's remarkable is to hear some very prominent Democrats, acknowledging the very positive role of the Trump administration in developing Operation Warp Speed and in facilitating this kind of success. Yes, including people who run for office as Democrats. They're ready to make that concession. And by the way, I think when it comes time for inauguration in January, when Americans are getting vaccinated and we are finally turning the corner on this, it would be appropriate for some acknowledgement in the inaugural address by then would be President Biden for his predecessor. We'll get to more on that. And what do the demonstrators have in common? That and more on the MedVet Show.
Friends, have you had a chance to visit our partners at the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College? Faithandfreedom.com. They're the leading forum and think tank in the nation for the study and application of faith and freedom. In fact, Michael Medved visits Grove City College every year to be a part of their annual conference. He's spoken on a vast array of topics to hundreds of people at that conference. In fact, as you may know, he broadcasts this very show from their campus every year when he's there. It's always such an amazing time. Unfortunately, this year's conference was postponed due to the COVID-19 pandemic. But we here at the MedVed Show encourage you to visit their website. They have all their past conferences available. You can watch MedVed's talk along with many other engaging talks. Dr. Paul Kangor, Jonah Goldberg, Rick Santorum, Ryan Anderson, Robbie George, and many, many more. Visit them today at faithandfreedom.com to see the wonderful lectures from some of the brightest minds in America. Faithandfreedom.com. That's faithandfreedom.com.
Politicians and the media will never mention one of the biggest challenges facing the health and well-being of every American, the explosion of junk science in our country. That's why I'm so grateful for the American Council on Science and Health, a 501c3 nonprofit whose mission is to separate fact from fiction and health scares from legitimate health threats. You've probably heard all sorts of junk science about red meat causing cancer or climate change destroying all life on Earth. Thankfully, ACSH fights back, but they need your help. Visit the website today, acsh.org.
During this time, perhaps more than ever, we're looking for things to binge watch, read, and listen to because we're spending more time at home than ever before. So here at the MedVed Show, we want to extend a special offer to listeners right now who've not yet taken the leap to become a MedHead Premium subscriber. If you go to michaelmedved.com, click on the MedHead banner, and use the promo code SPRING40, you'll get $20 off an annual membership. In addition to that, for new members or existing MedHead members, we've discounted everything at the MedVed History Store by 50%.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrophies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Crowd My brother's company, which was celebrated in the Wall Street Journal last week, is now investing in Rebel Fund, which is based not in Israel. It's based in Silicon Valley, right over in California. And it's focused on select seed stage Y Combinator startups. Former Y Combinator companies include Airbnb, Stripe, Dropbox, you've heard of them, Reddit, and DoorDash. Intelligent selection process leveraging an algorithm that's developed at MIT with dedicated Rebel partners themselves, founders of some of Y Combinator's most valuable companies. Now, just this morning, they had a webinar, conference call regarding Rebel Partners. You can find out more about it. You can find out about more conference calls like that about some of these exciting high-tech companies. It costs you nothing, and it's utterly fascinating. You should get the new newsletter that just comes out every week from our crowd. It costs you nothing at all. Just go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for our crowd, and find out about this kind of investment opportunity that has in the past been limited to people with very, very considerable resources or venture capitalists. Now it's open to ordinary people. And you can find out about it going to michaelmedved.com and clicking on the banner for our crowd. The Moderna had a very, very good day. I mean, a remarkably good day, because the announcement about their vaccine is world-changing and life-changing and maybe even country-saving, because if in fact they can get this out there at the end of the year, the beginning of next year, that's much faster than anyone expected. And John Berman of CNN, this is clip four, Jeremy. John Berman of CNN actually gave some credit in an unexpectedly generous way. Listen.
Very, very promising news. And if it bears out, this will be a notable success for Operation Warp Seed, a notable success for the efforts of this administration to get a vaccine in a timely fashion.
Okay, and that was echoed by Kathleen Sebelius. You may remember her. She's a former governor of Kansas, Democrat governor of Kansas. She is the daughter of another Democratic governor, John Gilligan of Ohio, and former Health and Human Services secretary under President Obama. And she said this to John Berman, clip five.
You said Operation Warp Seed has been very successful. How much credit do you give to the Trump administration now for this vaccine development?
I give a lot of credit to the Trump administration for understanding that the muscle of the federal government, the financing from the federal government, the urgency from the federal government makes a huge difference.
Okay, good for her. And this, one would hope, would be a very positive note in which President Trump can move on to what will occupy him next. Now, he still has, what is it, eight and a half weeks to go as President of the United States. That is a very important time, and there are all kinds of vulnerabilities that suggest that the President really should move in the direction of going forward with the transition. And that doesn't mean handing over any of his power to Joe Biden. What it means is including Joe Biden on the presidential daily briefings, so he doesn't have to be brought up to speed immediately. The famous story in American history, and it's truly shocking, is the most important aspect of the last days of Franklin Roosevelt's presidency was the Manhattan Project, when they were developing the atom bomb, which had the possibility and had the reality, actually, of ending World War II. The vice president, Harry S. Truman, when he took over from Franklin Roosevelt 8 weeks after the fourth term began for Roosevelt, Truman didn't know about the atom bomb. No one had told him. No one had brought him up to speed. And there you're talking about an unexpected, actually his aides knew, and the people close to Roosevelt knew that he was close to death, so it wasn't entirely unexpected, it was still a death. Here we're talking about a regularly scheduled inauguration. And there are many, many reasons that it's important to move forward with this handoff. Nick Kristof has a powerful piece in the New York Times yesterday. And he writes, a presidential transition can be a perilous time in the world. That's particularly true when the departing president denies that he is departing and fires America's top defense officials. President Trump dismissed Defense Secretary Mark Esper and several other top national security officials across the government. At the Pentagon, he has appointed four new top officials, one of them an extremist who had publicly called President Barack Obama a terrorist leader. We'll hear more from that terrorist leader a little bit later in the show. Another hardliner was installed at the National Security Agency over its director's objections, and two senior officials of the Department of Homeland Security have been forced out. Rumors fly that the purge may continue with the removal of FBI Director Christopher Wray, President Trump's even spoken about that, and CIA Director Gina Haspel. The president's oldest son, Donald Trump Jr., denounced Haspel a few days ago as, quote, a trained liar. That's the director of the CIA. The new appointments may increase the risk of aggressive action toward Iran. And the upheaval certainly undermines our national security in a transition period that is already fraught. Trump has figuratively decapitated our operational civilian leadership in the Pentagon, said Admiral James Stavridis, once the Supreme Allied Commander of NATO. Jubilant high fives are the order of the day in Beijing, Moscow, Tehran, and Pyongyang. He added, I worry about a North Korea or Iranian miscalculation, thinking the U.S. is too distracted to respond appropriately to a fresh tanker seizure in the Arabian Gulf or a new long-range ballistic missile test, something either might do to gain leverage in negotiations with the incoming administration. Similarly, China could move even more aggressively on Hong Kong or even worse, Taiwan. Well, Russia might be tempted to launch a significant cyber attack. Now, all of this is terrible, and it does highlight something, and this goes beyond President Trump. The Democrats, because Joe Biden, if he is officially declared the president when all the votes are certified, and that certification process starts this week, if Joe Biden is certified as the new president, The Democrats are much less determined to change the Electoral College. A lot of that pressure will go away. But it does seem to me that this long gap that we have between the first Tuesday in November and then the inauguration on January 20th, used to be March 4th, but that long gap is a problem regardless of who the principals are. More coming up.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. Congress is facing a tight timeline to fund the government and try to clinch a long-sought deal on a fifth coronavirus deal as they seek to wrap up their work for the year. The House returning on Monday for the first time since the election and is currently scheduled to leave Washington for the year on December 10th. Both chambers will also be out of town next week for the Thanksgiving recess. House Minority Leader from California, Kevin McCarthy, reminding everyone,
government should be working. And that's the real challenge here, that Nancy Pelosi has been holding up any COVID relief bill. We need that assistance. We've got money sitting out there for small business, for states and others.
President Trump is asserting in a series of new tweets that the 2020 election violated the U.S. Constitution. The president saying Republican poll watchers were blocked from observing ballot counting in Pennsylvania. USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
On the Michael Medved show, Richard Nixon is the only president ever to leave office, to be driven from office, not alive. I mean, literally only one. We've had many presidents who have died in office, but only one who was facing an impeachment. He was certain to be impeached by the House of Representatives. It's not clear to me, at least, that he was certain to have been removed from office by the Senate. But one of the things that sealed his fate was he had a taping system installed in the White House, because he was very concerned about his place in history, and he wanted to have tapes of his conversations with his aides, with world leaders, that basically showed, and most of the tapes do, what a bright guy he was, and capable of, very harsh in his language, lots and lots of They popularized the term when they were writing transcripts of his tapes, expletives deleted. And there were lots of expletives. And some of his conversations on those tapes actually got him impeached. But I had absolutely no idea that this was true. Believe it or not, Joe Biden has been on Washington long enough so that he was caught on one of the Nixon tapes. It's astonishing. We will get to that in a moment. It is an amazing development. I'll tell you another amazing development that is much more disturbing and to Americans across the country has been the violence that has plagued our cities. And Mary Eberstadt, who is a senior fellow at the Faith and Reason Institute, has a piece on this that we've linked to our website at michaelmedved.com that I think is powerful and insightful. Mary, it's great to speak to you again.
Hi, Michael. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, it's a great pleasure, and congratulations on your contribution. You make the point that when you look at people, and I imagine you would include the people last night and on Saturday night in particular who were beating up other protesters in Washington, D.C., and basically wreaking havoc, that what these people have in common is not ideology or race. It's something deeper and more profound that represents a real threat to our entire society. Explain.
Well, first, Michael, let's review a little of what has happened since May. There have been over 10,000 incidents of unrest in the streets of the United States, in cities across the country, and of those, 500 plus have turned violent. So this isn't just something people are seeing on their televisions. This is an unprecedented outpouring of some kind of rage. And in the piece, which is called Fury of the Fatherless, I connect this to the social dislocations suffered increasingly by young people since the 1960s. In many cases, kids are literally fatherless, but there's a deeper kind of fatherlessness here, too. The young, the Zoomers and the Millennials are increasingly disconnected from organized religion, and they are also disconnected from their country. They are not patriotic. So my point is that there's been a threefold collapse in the United States of anything that looks like a sound paternal principle. And what we are seeing in the streets are these disconnected young people who are desperately seeking to belong to something. And that's true, as I describe in the piece, it's true whether they are on the far right or the far left. They share a common denominator, which is rage at having been deprived of the normal, conventional ways of constructing personal identity, that is, through the family and through religion.
And one of the things you point out, as I had been unaware of this, is that it's not just people on the far left who are the children of what we used to call broken homes, are raised in single-parent homes or never knew their father, never had any experience with a father. It's not just people on the extreme left. The people on the extreme right, the white supremacists, the neo-Nazis, the founder of the American Nazi Party, they all have that common background.
Yes, they do. And so do many of the authors who are writing the bestseller list today with books about the new racialism. You know, I have in mind these books about how not to be a racist. There are lots of them out there. And in the piece, I checked the biographies of a number of these authors, and they, too, tend to come from ruptured homes of some kind. Now, is this just a coincidence? Is it just that we have so much family breakdown now that this is just so much wallpaper? I don't think so. My theory is that unable to attach securely to the family and to small community groups and to religion, people are desperate and increasingly frantic to find themselves in these wider political collective identities instead. I think that's the connection.
Yeah, you also make a point that's brilliant here, and it never occurred to me before, maybe because of my own denseness, but that the great incubator for violence and much of the urban violence we hear and the murders and the confrontation with cops and all of it is gangs. And gangs really become a substitute family, as you point out, with substitute father figures for these fatherless kids. How does that work?
Well, the gang problem is essentially a family problem. I cite a recent study in Minnesota which shows that children from intact homes, even if they grow up in bad neighborhoods, rarely become gang members. Gangs are almost exclusively populated of boys who don't have fathers in the home. So we have a very clear example of family substitutes. But what I think happened this summer, Michael, is that for the first time, we are seeing that it's not just that there are all these disconnected young people out there. It's that they are enraged, including enraged at the people who have what they don't. So we saw BLM, for example, going into residential neighborhoods and waking up families in the middle of the night with flashlights and shouting. And we also saw BLM protesters disrupting families who were eating dinner outside together in numerous cities. There is an animus here against the family, and I think part of the rage that we're seeing is coming from people who know that they have been deprived of something essential. So it's a tragic spectacle, but I think we need to understand the roots of this thing in order to someday do something about it.
The Fury of the Fatherless. This is one of the most important articles of the year. It appeared originally in First Things. It's linked at our website at michaelmedved.com. Mary Eberstadt, I assume you're going to be writing more about what we as a society can do about this.
I hope so, Michael.
It's much needed. It is very much needed. And thank you for it. Again, it's one of those things. I don't know if you out there do what I do, which is try to highlight beautiful sentences and insightful sentences that you want to take very seriously. This will be all pages covered with yellow if you work that way. Mary Eberstadt, Godspeed to you. When we come back on the MedVet show, I want to talk about this strange connection between President Trump and his situation, President-elect Biden and his situation, and the late President Richard M. Nixon and his obsession with taping. A perspective, a tale of, was it two and a half presidents or two presidents and a president-elect? We will get to that coming right up on the MedVet Show.
Get 50% off any download at the MedVet History Store by becoming an annual MedVet member. Join at michaelmedved.com. 1-800-955-1776. The Michael MedVet Show. That's 1-800-955-1776.
Did you know precious metals have a solid history of outperforming the stock market during tough economic times? Chatting with my good friend Nick Grovich, owner of Amfed Coin and Bullion, he warned me there are severe shortages of gold, silver, and platinum right now. Now, many dealers have nothing to sell. So right now, Amfed is helping hundreds of people acquire bullion. They're open for business with some staff working from home, and they can lock you in precious metals at a very fair price. Nick has been in the industry for over 40 years. He knows the intricacies of every market condition, what to buy now, and what you should avoid. He's the only person, really, that I trust for solid advice and the one person you need to talk to about this situation. Call Amfed Coin and Bullion at 800-221-7694 or visit AmericanFederal.com. That's AmericanFederal.com or 800-221-7694. Most of us, nearly all of us, in fact, have been spending so much more time at home recently that now is the time to join the millions of Americans who have changed the quality of our sleep with MyPillow. Right now, buy one, get one free pricing on Giza Elegance MyPillows, roll and go anywhere pillows, duvet covers, Giza pillowcases, bolster pillows, and neck pillows. Just go to the radio listener special page at MyPillow.com and use the promo code MEDVED or call 1-800-320-6280. If you order Mike Lindell's book, your entire MyPillow order will ship for free. Plus, he'll give you a $25 gift card for your next purchase. Don't miss this amazing opportunity to buy one, get one free on pillows, duvets, and more from MyPillow. Call 1-800-320-6280. That's 1-800-320-6280. Or go to the radio listener's special page at MyPillow.com. Promo code MEDVED.
Thank you.
Do you have health or energy challenges? Would you like to support your health and energy from a product that people consistently feel the uplifting and health-building effects from the first day they consume it? I introduce you to Green Meadow Whey, the only whey protein powder from grass-pastured cows that is processed in a manner that ensures that the proteins and amino acids remain in their correct geometric shape that the body can use. The naturally occurring proteins, peptides, and amino acids in renatured whey are proven to support multiple aspects of human health, from complementing your immune system to neutralizing chronic inflammation, to supporting detoxification, to stabilization of blood sugar, and more. Additionally, due to the Tesla-like frequencies encoded into Green Meadow Whey, it is a dramatic support for your energy and mood. And it is an excellent emergency preparedness food with well over a 5-year shelf life. To order, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit greenmeadowway.com. greenmeadowway.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late. In 17 years, Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
One thing that giant march in Washington, the Million MAGA March, made very clear is this election is not entirely over, but it will be at some point. And what's important for you is don't let your activism, don't let your involvement, don't let your passion dissipate, because an involved citizenry is better for our country. There is a totally nonpartisan, totally free service that is truly ingenious, and it's something that can only help America. It's called ContactMyPolitician.com. ContactMyPolitician.com is American-owned, and it's the easiest way for you to find any of your elected representatives, federal, state, county, local, wherever they are. You can find who you need and reach them immediately, just with a couple of clicks. You can reach them with video messages or audio messages or written messages, however you choose. But it's the best way to make your voice heard. Again, absolutely free, totally nonpartisan. And please don't forget to tell them Michael sent you. Go to contactmypolitician.com. That's contactmypolitician.com. I've already heard from a bunch of people who actually appreciate and enjoy this service. ContactMyPolitician.com. Okay, one politician who wasn't so in love with public contact, he was more of a loner, certainly a moody individual, was celebrating the best Christmas season of his life in Christmas of 1972. This is before the whole Watergate scandal had exploded and his presidency was reeling. He had just won one of the biggest landslides in all of American history. No, really. In 1972, Richard Nixon carried every state except for Massachusetts. Everyone, 49. He carried New York. He carried California, of course. He was from California. He carried everything. And he won 60% of the vote, and he was triumphant. And he went up to Camp David, which is a presidential retreat, with his family and his close staff. And he was planning this ambitious second-term agenda, and he was so encouraged. And he came back from Camp David on December 19th. And he got back, and he had heard some terrible news about somebody he didn't know. There was a young guy named Biden who would become the second youngest person ever elected to the U.S. Senate. Still is, by the way. Because his birthday occurred just 13 days after he won election. So he was actually elected at the age of 29. The Constitution says you have to be 30. And Biden had beaten a good friend of Nixon's. Biden, a Democrat. Nixon, of course, a Republican. Nixon was close friends with a senator named Caleb Boggs. And Caleb Boggs had been in the Senate forever. He was highly favored. And in a year when Nixon carried Delaware by more than 20 points, Biden just barely knocked off this veteran senator. And Nixon was duly impressed. It says in a piece by Luke Nichter, Nixon, who won Delaware by more than 20 points in his 49-state landslide, took note of this rising star who had flipped a GOP Senate seat. If I had gone to Delaware, it wouldn't have changed one iota, Nixon said to Chuck Colson about Boggs' defeat. This is on the tapes. He just had a damn good young candidate running against him. That would be Joe Biden. On December 19th, Nixon saw in his morning news summary that Mr. Biden's wife, Nelia, and his one-year-old daughter, Naomi, had been killed in a car accident the day before in Delaware. Their sons, three-year-old Beau and two-year-old Hunter, survived the crash with very severe injuries. Nixon, who as a child lost two siblings to tuberculosis, they all used to sleep in the same bed, the five Nixon boys. Really, you can see it in the Nixon home in Yerba Buena, California. Yerba Linda, California. In any event, Nixon says, and you can hear it on the tape in the White House, could you get the new senator from Delaware, Mr. Biden, on the phone, please? That's what he asked the White House switchboard operator. News of the crash momentarily stopped political talk in the Oval Office before he made this call. He wasn't in the car, Nixon asked. No, sir, one aide, Ken Cole said. He went up. He was up on the hill. It was a moment that brought two men together who might otherwise never have connected in a personal way. Hello, Mr. President, how are you? Mr. Biden answered. Even senators don't forget their first phone call from a president. Senator, I know this is a very tragic day for you, Nixon said, seemingly searching for words. But I wanted you to know that all of us here at the White House, we're thinking about you and praying for you, and also praying for your two children. I appreciate that very much, Mr. Biden responded. Nixon, about the same age as the senator-elect's father, urged him to pick himself up after the greatest setback of his life. You have the great fortune of being young, Nixon said. I remember I was 2 years older than you when I went to the House. But the main point is, you can remember that she was there when you won a great victory, and you enjoyed it together. And now I'm sure that she'll be watching you from now on. Good luck to you. Nixon, who recognized Donald Trump's potential in 1987, saw Mr. Biden's 15 years earlier. I appreciate it very much, Mr. President, Mr. Biden responded. I appreciate your call. I appreciate it. Something else to appreciate about Dick Nixon. He lost the election of 1960. And the election of 1960 is very relevant here, because before this election of 2020, that election 60 years ago was the biggest turnout we had in modern times. Bigger turnout this time. And in that turnout, the election was just unbelievably close. I mean, the numbers are John Kennedy won 49.7%. Richard Nixon won 49.6%. With 70 million votes cast, more than, the difference between them was 112,000 votes. It was less than 2/10 of 1%. And there were calls for a recount. because there were seven states with less than 1% difference between them, including Illinois, where there clearly was vote fraud in Chicago. There always is. And the Mayor Daley machine. And Nixon wrote about it in his own memoirs. He said, if I were to demand a recount, the organization of the new administration and the orderly transfer of responsibility from the old to the new might be delayed for months. The situation within the entire federal government would be chaotic. Those in the old administration would not know how to act or with what clear powers and responsibilities, and those being appointed by Kennedy to positions in the new administration would have the same difficulty making any plans. Then, too, the bitterness that would be engendered by such a maneuver on my part would, in my opinion, have done incalculable and lasting damage throughout the country. And finally, I could think of no worse example for nations abroad who for the first time were trying to put free electoral procedures into effect than that of the United States, wrangling over the results of our presidential election and even suggesting that the presidency itself could be stolen by thievery at the ballot box. It is difficult enough to get defeated candidates in some of the newly independent countries to abide by the verdict of the electorate. If we could not continue to set a good example in this respect in the United States, I could see that there would be open season for shooting at the validity of free elections throughout the world. So Nixon, despite the fact that he barely lost Illinois, barely lost Hawaii, he lost Hawaii by 115 votes. And he had these five states that were so close, he conceded. And again, the historians and biographers will tell you that Nixon, in addition to the terrible things that he did and the self-destructive things, did some wonderful things for the country. And he was a conservative patriot. And as a matter of fact, despite the fact that Ronald Reagan ran against him briefly for the Republican nomination in 1968 before Nixon won the nomination and then won the presidency, Reagan and many others can find some kind of humanizing and even noble aspects to Nixon's example. May it be a blessing, and may all of our leaders live up to the highest standards of this greatest nation on God's green earth.
When you invest, what do you need? Investors need foresight and prediction so they can invest with confidence. Is the stock market going up and down? What about precious metals or Bitcoin? The stock market may be treading water right now, but now may be a more opportune time to invest in precious metals. Are gold and silver booming? What do you buy? Bullion? Mining stocks? Which ones? The cryptocurrency market is also advancing strongly, but which ones do you buy? John Truman Wolf, former banker and number one best-selling author, gives you the answers in his widely read newsletter, Strategic Financial Intelligence, available at strategicfinancialintelligence.com. Wolf called the breakout of the gold market and the breakout of the silver market. He may not have a crystal ball, but his investment picks tell a story. Metals and digital currencies are on the move. Don't miss out. Go to strategicfinancialintelligence.com and get the Strategic Financial Intelligence newsletter today. strategicfinancialintelligence.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.